I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. You'll notice sitting next to Aaron today is the one and only Ben Kahn. Ben, say hi to everybody.
You're not feeling too hot.
I feel fine. I just didn't take a shower this morning because I went straight to the cardiologist and they put lube on my neck.
For what?
To
Do an ultrasound.
Yeah,
their penis on your
neck. Everything okay?
Yeah, they. I'm totally fine.
He's
I'm
got
so
weeks to
healthy.
Live.
He said he has 2 hours.
I have 2 hours to live.
Do you
so
have like a little bit of health anxiety?
No, not anymore.
Okay,
not anymore. Well,
yeah, I take good care of myself.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
You do look good.
Thank you for not having had a shower.
Yeah.
You look like shit, though. in fact,
everyone.
All three of you look like shit.
I shower.
What's the matter?
My hair's still wet. Are you jealous?
Wow, I'm so jealous of being able to have wet hair. I have to blow dry my hair.
You blow dry your hair?
Yes, I do, because if I don't, my dandruff will act up.
Aww.
Yeah, dandruff is caused by a little bacteria or some shit that feeds on sweat and moisture and water, so I have to blow dry my shit.
Well,
but I do it in a manly way. I go, ugh.
What do you got a Dyson? You got to do the air wrap?
I have a Con Air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
That's
like
so
a $20 blow dryer.
Yeah, it's good. It's efficient. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
sitting there every single day.
But again, I'm doing
like
it in a manly
him, like,
way.
It takes him like 20 minutes. He is like, I mean, you do have a lot of hair.
But what about just one of these classic rub it with a towel?
That's still moisture. And then the dandruff, it's called Mistasia or something like that. It's
do you use dandruff shampoo also?
Yes.
The Neutrogena one?
No. I use some. Oh. You don't understand. I've been suffering from bad scalp.
Well, you would never know.
And thank you. It's because I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I found a product finally called Dermazen.
Okay.
And it's like a two-step program. You put on some.
It's just like one of those AI where they like make a commercial from a podcast when the person's not actually talking about it.
No. But it's like a tea tree oil treatment that you put in first that's supposed to like prepare the scalp for the second
the main
step,
layer.
Which is the shampoo. And then it works. It's been working. Plus, I also have this foam, this prescription that I glop on there.
Okay. A prescription foam? Fine.
Yeah, prescription foam.
Were we conditioning as well?
I don't condition.
Wow.
A Dermazen has a conditioner that I use once or twice, but, you know. Otherwise.
And how often are we washing?
3 days a week. Every 3 days, which is almost 3 days a week.
Okay.
But it stinks because I like how my hair looks when I have a couple days worth of oil and shit.
It's always the best, like, a day after you wash it.
I know.
A good little sleeping on to flatten it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun to curl your hair or anything as a girly, like, the first day you wash it, because it just doesn't look that good.
And my hair's so effing thick, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of look like a famous actor, now that I'm, like, looking at you.
I look like a famous actor?
It's Austin Butler.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, man. There was a guy who got pissed at me for that.
Wait, what? It was so
can you give context?
Funny.
I do. I just started another podcast with my friend Dylan.
With us.
Just for fun. What's that?
This is your audition, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take on a third?
We should change it to food influences. Let's talk about food. Man.
All right.
What do you guys think about bagels?
Wait, that was so funny.
Toasted or untoasted?
We literally last episode like only talked about food.
Yeah, what food?
We were talking about like fruit, like our favorite vegetable, our favorite fruit.
Not, no, she's not joking.
I'm not getting dead
fucking.
That was like, what do you think are the top like fried fruits? And like, we're trying to like figure that out. And
Strawberry is probably number one.
Wait.
Whoa.
Fruit?
Not again,
strawberries
guys.
A fruit, right?
Yeah, no, it's just a it's
part
a take no one's ever heard
food
of.
Food influences.
Okay,
part
what's
two.
The number? Oh, peaches. Sorry, peaches.
That would be really funny. We just change it to food influences, and we like we meet up like, once a month and just talk about food, and that's it.
Okay, wait, pivot back to everybody. Austin.
We started it. We started a movie podcast called Three Thumbs Up: Movies and Television, and we watched Austin Butler's new movie.
Caught Stealing.
Caught Stealing. Fantastic movie. Mm. And I do a decent impression
it's very
of Austin
good.
Butler. And the first 5 minutes of the episode is Dylan interviewing me as Austin Butler. And he put one of those face swapping things. So
oh, that's cool.
He went all the way and changed my face. And I posted it on Twitter. And this asshole who's like a film... His username is like Cinephile Buff or something.
It's Matt.
He's already mad. He's replacing him. Yeah.
He goes, wait, did you just do an AI, a full-on AI-generated interview with Austin Butler? And I said, no. And before I could even respond, he even responded again. He's like, this is AI slop. You're a slop artist. Fuck you. Oh. And then I wrote back and was like, this is an impression. Like, that's me. That's my body. It's just the face. The voice is all there, everything. And he just wrote, or then I wrote, you can, or then he wrote, like, I don't believe you, shit dick, or something. I said, you can just click the link and watch the episode. And he goes, I bet that's what you want me to do.
Just, sounds like
I
that.
Didn't reply. Sure. And then some on YouTube, someone just this morning, their username is like Austin Butler fan or something, just wrote, this is so hurtful. Or something like that.
Also
like,
Matt.
This is unnecessary.
Oh gosh.
That's just how to get him.
Can we get a little impression? Okay, pretend I'm an interviewer and I'm asking Austin Butler, fuck, marry, kill, Vanessa Hudgens, Lily Rose Depp, and Kaia Gerber.
That's a great question. So first of all, you know, Kaia and I had our time together, but I gotta maybe not kill, maybe like imprison.
We should release an audio only
respectful
episode.
Yeah.
And say we were
very respectful. You know, we shared time together.
Yeah,
but well, who were the other two?
Vanessa Hudgens, Lily Rose Depp.
Lily Rose Depp, two very sweet, very talented individuals.
Yeah.
I think you know, I'd probably marry them all if the law would allow.
Like sister-wise?
Wow, very good.
Yeah. Really good.
Great job.
Does he still kind of have his Elvis voice?
A little bit, I think.
He's still like, whoa. Or is he kind of...
That's just who he is.
Yeah.
I love him. I think he's
great.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I don't really know anything about
certified
him.
Certified hottie, too.
He's, oh, God.
Yeah. I saw him in person gorgeous. One time at a party. That man is handsome.
How tall?
He's tall as fuck.
Like Ben's
really?
Height?
Yeah.
He's I'm not tall as fuck.
You're
I'm just
pretty
tall.
You're like 6'2"?
It's 3.
Like good looking.
6'3"?
3.
Who's counting?
Put some respect. Let's see.
I'm 6'3 and 2 quarters.
Above that is tall as fuck to me.
He's only... Okay, first of all, the photo that they use for him.
He's 6 feet tall. Jesus Christ, man.
That's crazy.
If I showed this to Carly, she'd be like, I don't know
no,
that
little,
man.
100%, I would no idea who
he
that is.
He is only 6 feet.
Oh, maybe he's got a tall aura. I was
Which
also
means
sitting
he's
on
probably
a couch.
Like 5'10".
A tall aura.
I was like sitting on a couch and he kind of walked by and I was like, oh, that's that guy.
They need to get him to play Kurt Cobain.
No, 100%, especially with that hair.
In the movie, yeah. He'd be so, he's got the angst. It's
yeah.
There.
He should just do a ton of Elvis movies.
Yeah,
Elvis
just
movies.
Keep them going.
Just get fat too, do fat Elvis.
That movie was so good, but also so silly.
Yeah.
Oh my
Tom,
God.
Tom Hanks.
Yes, I was like, I cannot take this fucking seriously because of him. He sounds like a children's ghost in like a spooky movie.
Yes.
Like, hello, children.
Well, Elvis, you are again.
I was like, this cannot be
I've
real.
Got a good idea for you, my child.
It. Is he just playing a Jew?
No, he's not. He's some.
He's like agent or whatever.
Yeah, some fat Southern gentleman.
Interesting.
Had those like, annoying voice. Like, yeah.
You've never
so
seen
annoying.
It?
No.
Oh, it's
you
really
gotta
good.
You got to watch it, man.
Which I don't one did you like better? The Jacob Elordi or Austin?
I didn't see the Jacob Elordi one. But I can just tell you, Austin Butler, truly believed I was watching Elvis at certain points. He's a great actor.
Really good.
He's good as Elvis.
He was
what
good.
What was the new movie he's in?
It's called Caught Stealing. It's a late 90s New York. And he's like a failed baseball player who gets caught up in some shit. Mm.
He wasn't good in it?
He was good. He was good. But he's definitely not... I don't know. I think Jacob Elordi is a better actor, but I don't know. He's good.
Big Euphoria fan?
Me? No, I've never seen it.
Really?
I've just seen that clip where he goes to Sydney Sweeney. He's like, what the fuck's the matter with you? And she's like, I'm going to tell, or whatever. Isn't that the thing, right?
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm going to tell our friend that we're fucking.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I can't believe Sydney and Scooter Braun.
What? Oh,
yeah, Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun are allegedly together.
And they met at Jeff Bezos' wedding.
I saw, God.
I saw a tooth. I was like, poop and butt meet at Fart's wedding.
Wait, say that again.
It was like, poop and butt are now dating. They met at Fart's wedding.
That's my kind of joke.
It does sound like the most like annoying couple.
Yeah.
Plus, the man's named after... Scooter?
A razor?
What's next? Who's he going to date next? Skateboard Davis? Jesus Christ.
Crazy. Scooter.
I don't know.
Anyway.
She does have good genes, so.
Oh, God.
I've got good. I've got good genes.
Genes up, has down.
She sucks.
Do you think she's hot?
No, I don't. I don't find her attractive.
A respectable man.
Huh. I'm not trying to be like, my taste is so
of
good.
Course.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, she doesn't do anything.
She has, like, good boobs.
If she were naked in front of me, would I have a boner and get want to have sex?
Yeah. Yeah. Hundo P. You're a guy.
Yeah,
sue
I am.
You.
I'm a guy. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like, I'd probably get a boner.
Yeah.
If she was naked in front of me.
Yeah. Who? Yeah, okay. Mike, would you get a boner and want to have sex?
She's
with
not
Sydney
Jewish,
Sweeney?
So no.
Uh-huh.
Well, that doesn't matter.
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
Mr. Pure Blood over there.
Did you guys think Trump was dead like I did over the weekend? Damn, I kind of fell. I fell for it.
I thought he was going to, because there was like that whole like announcement secret one. I thought he was just going to be like, we're going to war with Venezuela or something.
Oh. Well, he also disappeared for like 4 days.
Yeah.
The photos of him that came out looked rough.
Yeah, they also were putting out like old photos.
Yes.
And being like he's safe.
And JD Vance was like, "Listen, if he dies, I can take over."
They're like, just like edging us.
We kind of QAnoned on the other side.
Yeah,
like, they were doing this with Biden the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're like, "Oh, he hasn't been seen in 4 days.
Who's must be really dead. Running yeah. the country?"
Yeah. Nothing.
And then like
happens.
Then a photo of Biden and like two hotties on the beach came out, and he's just
wait,
like,
"Really?
Yeah, like
yeah,
cheesing from ear to ear."
Rumor is he's fucking them both.
Biden.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. I was telling Carly, I saw this TikTok. I was talking about it on our podcast.
So it's true.
How people think that there's like conspiracy theory that they think that Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy is Joe Biden's like secret love child.
What the fuck?
And honestly,
with Sydney Sweeney,
it kind of got me.
No,
it kind of got me. They kind of look alike.
Pete Wentz and Joe, who's the mom?
His mom. Pete's current
is
mom, but
from...
they think his dad is not his dad. They think Joe Biden.
Who the hell?
I'm like the main pusher
like
of this
is
theory.
Is he from Delaware?
Yeah. You're the one you're talking about.
Like, is there any evidence of this whatsoever?
They were going on, and it was early in the morning, and I was like, oh.
Aaron's obsessed with it.
No, makes that's sense.
That's Pete Wentz's publicist trying to plan a story to bring him back into some kind of semblance of relevance.
Hey, Fall Out Boy is doing pretty well.
I'm sure they are, but like, nobody gives a rat fuck about that guy.
He has, speaking of good hair, he's got a good head of hair.
Pete Wentz?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He's the guitar player or the singer?
He's the
guitar.
Bassist.
Yeah.
The bass.
Not even close.
Yeah,
Patrick Stump. That's the singer.
Yeah.
That's
Stump.
A tough name.
What?
Patty Stew.
Patrick Stump. It's almost Patrick Starr and maybe even dumber.
It does sound like a fake name.
To be fair, he did exist before the character. Maybe they stole
named
a big
Patrick
FOB
Starr.
Fan.
No, I think the worst name in the world you could possibly have would be Adolf Badsex. That's...
Is that someone's
actual
name?
Are you trying out potential tweets here, Ben?
No, I tweeted that a long time ago.
Did you?
Did it do well?
You're putting up old tweets to say on the podcast.
Yeah. No, it didn't do well. I don't think anybody got the joke, which to me is pretty self-evident. Like, the worst first name you could have.
Yeah.
Coupled with bad sex is the bad last name? Yeah. I don't know.
I remember I had like a super viral tweet when I like I don't know how old I was. I mean, it came out
seven.
It came out in like 2009, so I was definitely in high school at least. But it went super viral, and it was like so bad. It was something about like a gun. I think it was like something about if a gun was funny. It'd be like a JK-47 or something. And it genuinely like blew the fuck up.
Wow.
And I think like when we like started doing like big, like we were like bigger on YouTube, I was like, I feel like I need to go delete that. Like, I was like, I think that's
JK-47.
Bad.
JK-47.
Oh, no.
That's yeah. really
well,
good.
I was like, I don't want to like make fun of like guns and like, I don't know, people are dying from getting shot.
Yeah.
JK.
Yeah.
But
JK-47.
Sorry, I have ghost hairs just all over my shit.
Did you get your hair cut too?
No, okay. It's just, it's so thick. It's yeah. just yeah. constantly falling
really
out.
Thick.
Is it from a woman?
The hair?
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
No, I haven't had any physical altercations with any women.
I'll get a text from Ben on a random Tuesday, and it'll just go, I'm so fucking lonely.
Oh, Ben.
Shut up.
My two lonely boys.
You have a dog. Well, you got your dog.
Lonely
boy.
I got my dog, but I can't
maybe
fuck
you should
the dog. I can't make love to him. I could, but that's
so
cute. Upon. He's the cutest dog.
Isn't the love for your animal like the most love you'll ever have in your
Wait,
life.
Wait, I actually brought a prompt because Ooh. I saw it and I was like, this is really fucked up.
Okay.
And we all have animals. You like adjacently have a cat.
Yeah, and I had a dog. And,
yeah, but it's like current, like right now in this moment, if someone offered you.
No.
Okay.
But go on.
Sydney Sweeney naked.
$1 billion. Mm-hmm. And they were like, okay, we're going to hand you over $1 billion, but like with your current pet, you have to burn your house down with the pet.
Oh my
Jesus.
No, I'm not
house.
A psychopath.
Aaron,
for a billion
I didn't
dollars?
Make it up.
Hey,
I saw
guys,
someone else post
for $1 billion. Would you take a hammer and like smash your dog's dick in?
Like a new Mr. Beast video.
But the dog will feel it.
I feel like there's 100% of people that would take the money.
Mr.
Not
Beast
me.
Is going to do this in like 2 months.
You have to burn the house down.
Yeah,
with the animal inside.
Your pet would have to be
Jesus.
Inside.
I thought it was just going to be a simple, would you take $1 billion
to like give it
for
away.
Your pet?
Or like to never pet another
well,
dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you do
honestly,
that?
Yeah, I would.
Kidding.
You know what? I'm going to say, yeah, I'd burn the house down. Leave him inside. Fuck it.
I'll buy a new one.
Buy a new house.
I'll buy a new fucking dog.
Yeah, like I'm not concerned about the house burning.
Can I sedate him first?
Yeah.
I would burn my house down for sure.
Whatever you want.
I feel like,
but like they'd have to be in it.
This is why Ben.
No,
how old is
Doug? Because
yeah,
now we're
I
like,
wouldn't. I wouldn't
do
give
have
him.
To hear it?
You can simplify the question for me. Would I sell him for $1 billion? No, I wouldn't. Unless
yeah.
what?
Unless no.
Unless it was like
I
to
love him.
You wouldn't the sell old, your dog.
Would you
from?
Sell your mother for $1 billion?
Yeah, he would.
He's like kind of.
I wouldn't. There's no.
Would you sell your mom for $1 billion? To who though?
If she, it depends how much time she had left. If I knew definitively.
So the dog immediate, no. Mom, what do you think about
well,
it?
Well, I've had a lot of time
are we
with
selling our parents
I don't know, like
to.
Jeffrey Epstein or like
yeah.
somebody
yeah. Oh,
normal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
sure.
Where are they going?
Damn, I don't know. A labor camp?
Yeah,
okay.
Like Siberia?
Oh,
like, yeah.
A
that's
labor
tough.
Camp?
That's tough.
Or maybe if she's going to be happier there with like plenty of space to run around.
In the fields.
My mom.
Your
not
mom.
My dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Vast cornfields.
Would you burn your mom in a house?
I would burn her house down. I would sell my dog if there were a chance at me like hiring a hitman. Yeah,
yeah,
to track down the new owner and kill the owner and then take him back.
Or you could you could
clone
do
him.
That and then buy the dog back from them. Be like, oh, here's
yeah.
a mill.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So
loophole.
In that case, yeah.
But that's why I think the fire was in place so that it'd be like, no, it'd be gone forever.
You a little chilly, Ben?
Am I a little chilly? No, I'm just, I,
do
I don't
jacket?
Know what this posture is.
Okay. Just
why do I look
just
nervous?
A little nervous.
I'm not nervous. I don't get nervous.
You working on any other impressions?
Me? Mm-hmm.
You're really good at the Succession cast. Did you see
Thank you.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. The Nicholas Braun got a DUI?
Yeah.
Leave him alone, man. Who gives a shit?
It's also crazy because he's in like the middle of nowhere, New Hampshire.
Yeah,
like for sure
harmless.
Vacationing on Lake Winnipesaukee. Just do you think like times are tough after the show ended?
Yeah,
he's probably,
probably.
Like, glug,
this
glug.
Is gonna ruin the tour.
Yeah,
the what tour?
The there was Justin
Timberlake.
When
no,
he got
I,
a,
I know oh, I was playing
was
along
pop.
By asking you what,
what
tour I was teeing you up
sorry.
To say the world tour.
He failed.
Mike was just excited because he knew some
I
basic
knew a
pop culture.
Reference.
Yeah. What
but I didn't know the full
know?
One.
No.
No, I don't know anything.
Wow. So, what was your moral dilemma?
Okay, I saw one on Reddit the other day.
What would you do if you were Hitler?
I just say the same thing.
Would you
said.
Speed up or slow down?
Me? Well.
Let me think about that.
I'm was like, if you were offered $1 billion.
Would you two be there?
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk through my life problems with someone similar to rubber duck programming and figure out my main issue through that. Basically, like, talking to a wall, I think he's trying to say. Like, trying to talk to somebody.
Is this?
It's on Reddit. It's under more the subreddit Moral Dilemmas.
Rubber duck programming, for those not familiar, is the thing that like computer programmers would do is you would, if you're encountering a problem and you can't figure it out, you have a little duck on your desk and you just talk to the duck and you're like.
It's like the paperclip on Microsoft Office.
No, it's like a physical duck, like a toy.
Like a little rubber duck.
It's just like a physical object that you like personify and you're like, I plugged in all the code correctly. I'm running it the right way, but I'm still getting a server error. What could the issue be? And just by like speaking to like a person instead of just looking at the screen and trying to figure it out, it apparently helps programmers like talk through their problems. And so a lot of programmers will have a little duck on their desk.
Interesting, you fucking nerd.
No, it's like every podcast.
How are we gonna, this podcast isn't sustainable without you.
Okay, well.
It's literally not. I do not like talk therapy as I think they have financial incentive to tell me I have more problems than I do. Mm. I live in a coastal area with a good amount of homeless people, however. I feel like it's a win-win for a homeless person to make half the rate of a certified therapist, like $20 to $30 an hour, to sit down with me and listen to my problems. I feel like it would be more income than at an intersection, and I would be doing most of the talking anyway. Is this exploitation?
So what we're going to do is... As a way to deal with the mental health crisis in this country, we're gonna exploit
we're gonna make them therapists.
Sounds like an RFK ass idea.
I know. Make them the therapist. And it's cheaper for everyone. Universal therapy. That's a great idea.
Get a mentally unwell, like drug addict on the street to listen to your problems.
It sounds like a South Park episode.
Fucking God, man.
No, what the fuck?
So are they asking if that's a good idea?
They're asking if it's like moral or like is it exploitive? Because they're saying like, well, to be fair, like I'm like they're making money and like they don't have to say anything. They're just there.
I saw a TikTok of a guy who, like, in Venice Beach was shooting basketball, and he hired a homeless guy to just get his rebounds for him. And he just paid him $20 an hour to just keep rebounding.
Like, really smart.
I mean, it is.
Like, it's paying him. I don't know.
Use ChatGPT. Like, you don't have to pay any money. Like, what? If you need to just talk to somebody.
He doesn't like talk therapy, though. He doesn't want someone to say stuff back.
Yeah, then just tell fucking the chat. Be like, don't say anything back to me. Like Matt does on Snapchat.
I don't get why he doesn't just talk to a rubber duck then.
Jesus Christ.
What?
It's just, it's a stupid question from a stupid guy.
Yeah.
Imagine talking, like sitting down and being like, hello, can you listen to my problems for $30?
God damn. Jesus. I mean, I'm not going to get into the homelessness thing.
Thank God. Newsom over here.
We should be paying, you know, running for mayor of LA, we should be paying homeless people to be rebounders and
therapists.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor. And this episode is brought to you by Google Gemini.
College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea?
With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens, because what could be better than a podcast?
We love using Google Gemini whenever we're trying to prep for topics for our podcast. Sometimes it's really hard just to sift through a bunch of information and get the clear picture before we have to chat about it. Google Gemini has been a perfect tool for that.
And the great news is students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more.
Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
What's the most illegal thing you guys have ever done?
Ooh, I think I accidentally stole.
Accidentally?
Accidentally? What'd you
when
steal?
When I was a kid.
What'd you steal?
I wanted this backpack really bad, and I guess there was like a pencil case inside the backpack, and the pencil case had a the scanner bar thing zipped out of the backpack. So it was like inside the backpack, but it was like stuck in the zipper, and they scanned that, and it was like $2, and I got a whole backpack for like $2.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, 911. I'd like to report a
Oh, I thought you were really taking a call.
No.
What the hell? Wait, where is Matt, by the way?
We didn't even address Matt not being here.
Croatia or Greece.
He's been gone for like 3 weeks.
He's just with his wife and brother and sister-in-law, I think, on like a little post-honeymoon situation thing.
Is it like a paid promotion for KFC or something?
Yeah, for the Greek salad.
Yeah. KFC. But like, we need an actual photo of a Greek salad.
I'm expecting to see him like, guys, this feta crumble is unbelievable. I know.
Literally.
Okay, wait. What illegal things have y'all done?
I've actually, a hit and run of a person.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
She's like, I burned my dog in my house.
The statute of limitations has expired, so I can talk about it.
I have. It wasn't illegal, but I have been driven home in the back of a cop car.
Okay.
And it was when I was a teen. We snuck out, and then there's like curfew in towns when you're under a certain age, and so then we all got...
Underage drinking too, or just being outside?
I don't think that day. I mean, obviously, I've done a ton of underage drinking.
Sure.
Illegal. You ran from the cops. Right?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. So whoa, it's like pretty,
really?
Pretty
intense. They would break up house parties all the time.
And you would run?
Yeah.
Like jump fences.
Yeah. One time I had a pair of tall UGG boots on and it got caught on the fence and the whole back of it just ripped open. I still have them.
Devastating.
It truly was the worst day of my life.
I really like that flannel, by the way.
Thank you.
Dang, I need to get something like that. That's a solid. I need new clothes.
Yeah, you do.
Any women out there want to dress me?
Ooh, I'll
Aaron,
dress you.
Aaron loves a good closet
get
purge.
Get me a whole, my shit sucks.
I just got a new one. I love this brand, but it's...
What brand is it?
It's R13, and it's very expensive. Okay.
What's... Right.
How much was it?
Like...
$400.
Is there a comma in the price?
A comma?
$600?
About.
This shirt, just the shirt.
A little more, but my friend worked at a brand that would get half off.
Okay.
But yeah...
But you
really
still
expensive.
Paid full price.
Yeah, just to say I did.
I'm wearing free pants.
I can't stop looking at your toes.
Why? What about them? Because
well,
they're gorgeous?
Just because they're out in open in the world.
They are pretty nice. Like for we were talking before this, like for a man, he has good
but
feet.
But they're all different sizes.
My
all
toes? His toes?
Like that one, your
yeah,
long one.
Yeah, they call
one.
That a taper. I've got a good taper.
Do you know? Do you know?
Looks like a chart.
Do you wait, get I feel a like mine look like
pedicured?
That.
What's the word? Do you get that?
No, I just mine trim like my shit all... and I clean my feet.
Are you getting in when in the shower? You're scrubbing with
yeah,
the thing?
Yeah, I don't go white people mode and just let it drip
down. Yeah, because
that's not real.
For the
no,
best.
We're supposed to be like exfoliating every shower and soap.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Your pinky toe's long. Then the next one's. Do you want to show
I wish
everyone?
The people could see. Like,
yeah,
oh, here we go.
I
feel like mine look like that. They look like a little chart.
Mine
too.
Are like mine
I
go
have,
in one line up.
I have a 5 out of 5. 5-star rating on WikiFeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And there's some horny gay guy out there who, on occasion, when I have something in a foot in a photo or something, he'll reply or add it to his stories. He's got like a
story.
He's got like a foot Instagram thing. The foot thing needs to die.
Aaron,
folks.
Can you get his little schmutz on his chin there?
Schmutz on my what?
Oh yeah.
A little schmutz on your chin.
Is it hair?
No, it's like just a little fuzz.
I had a little spider
it looks
down
like you
from my hair last night.
Fuck
I killed
that.
It.
What?
I felt
I killed
bad.
It like a man.
But it was like, ah, and I just saw it and, you know.
Your wiki feed is so funny.
Oh my god.
Let me see.
It looks like you are like actively like yeah, you do it a lot. Wait, there's out. One of you in this shirt.
It must have been so people are that was like 2 weeks
this
ago.
This is gonna be on there.
Who
this
the fuck is adding to my wiki feed?
So a lot with like some pup.
Ben, let's juice them up. Give them a little more. Give them both.
Oh, that's the
you shouldn't
that's
but
the
like for free.
Thing. That's the thing. For free.
Put
I don't
up
a give
paywall.
A fuck. Nobody's paying for this shit.
They do.
It's so stupid.
I bet you could create an OF and be like feet only men.
What
only
happened?
Feet. Only feet, yeah.
Someone did a filter. I do know a really horny older man who...
Oh, you could put him away now.
Who sells me... who sometimes sells me drugs.
By
the way,
kind?
The most illegal thing I ever did was smoked
crack?
Hash in the
Amsterdam?
Madrid airport.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man.
Who did you smoke it with?
Were you just like, shit, I got to get rid of this before the flight?
Yes.
Okay.
I was 19... And I had some extra hash that I had also procured, obviously, illegally in Madrid. And I was like, damn, well, I don't want to waste this hash. So I went outside and I opened my suitcase and I got down in there and I rolled a spliff. And then they have those smoking areas inside
the
airport. And I just went in there and I fucking got so high, which I then regretted because I hate flying high. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, nobody caught me.
That's pretty.
Yeah.
Well, pretty Mike. BA.
And I've lied to the IRS.
Ben, haven't what are you doing?
Just throwing it out.
What did you tell them? To
Nate a politician before? I don't know.
Oh my God. This should be our last episode.
I think it will be after this one.
We all tell
YouTube
secrets.
YouTube channel gets deleted.
Subpoena me, bitch. What are you going to find? Nothing. You're going to waste your time.
Wait, what about you, Mike?
Most illegal thing I ever did.
Yeah.
Broke
a woman's heart.
He's gonna lie because his mom listens.
Oh
no!
Yeah, my mom listens to all my shit too,
which is crazy.
I know, because I make fun of her. So I don't make fun of her, but I do an impression of her. And
what is it?
It's just her being. Well, you know, I guess I'm just a fucking idiot. Because it's always her trying to figure out how to use a phone. And yeah, she still can't.
Oh, so she's toxic.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom's so she's toxic. Manipulative and toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a total narcissist. Go on.
No, she's not.
What's your mom's name?
Vicky.
Was she in your vines?
Yeah,
ever?
She did. She did
okay,
one
I feel like
where
I remember.
She like cusses at me, and then yes. She was like, "Please delete that. People are gonna think I'm a bad mom."
Oh.
I'm like, "Honey, they already do."
Vicky, and I'm. What is that from? I'm Vicky. Matt would know.
Yeah, he would.
The cinephile.
What's your?
There was a trend in high school where people would go to like the Abercrombie and Fitch, and you would take a sale sticker off of a sale item because it was a sticker, and then you would put the sale sticker on something that wasn't on sale. It would obviously scan and be like, whatever, 55, but you're like, but it says 15 on the thing. And then if you were bold enough to argue with them, you would argue with them and they would just punch it in.
Yeah,
so I did that once.
Technically not illegal.
100% illegal.
Really?
100%.
You think that, have you?
Not really. You just kind of asked for it to be cheaper. And they were like, okay.
Well, I put the sticker on something that wasn't on sale. But then I left, and then I immediately felt so guilty that I turned around and I was like, hey, I actually think I made a mistake. Like, I feel like someone else might have put the sticker on there. Can I just pay full price
just
for
Just, like,
it?
Go oh to Mike. Temple and confess.
No.
Confess.
I don't.
We don't do that. We don't confess.
Confess to a priest. just go to a Catholic.
And then I'm always tempted to, whenever I do a self-checkout, I feel like I should steal at least one item because it's like, they're not paying an employee and I don't work for you. So like,
ooh,
here's my $7 an hour that you would have owed me for this shift.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to steal a yogurt. Because I've seen a tweet about that. Like,
that's him in court.
Like, unless you are stealing something from the self-checkout, you are overpaying.
Mm.
Which is like obviously crazy. And they had that big camera right there. I've never had the balls to do it, but
Mike's lawyer in court. He's like, well, technically, if he is an employee, he'd be getting paid.
That's like a bill, but like, I don't remember getting my schedule for the week that I'm supposed to be fucking working here today. Like,
I love a self checkout though. I'd rather do that. I would rather
if I have like three items.
I always feel bad for the employees, just
in charge of it,
within earshot of those things.
Oh,
they have boop, those repetitive boop sounds.
Yeah.
You know.
And they always have to come help.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, there's always an issue.
Just can't trust a robot. Wait, what were you going to ask? There was something you were going to ask. Something. What, was it the feet? No.
Clothing?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I
don't remember either, but we did go off on a little tangent.
Either way, everybody's got to fuck off about feet. That's
yeah, what do you mean
I
by that?
I wanted to say. Like, just like it's such a played out bit where if I have my feet showing, they're like, oh, for free?
But it's not even a bit. Like
I literally DM'd
fetishes.
You that.
You did?
Yeah, I said for free.
Would you fly on an airplane barefoot?
Fuck no.
Oh, I mean, listen.
I mean, I would wear my flip-flops, maybe, but whoa, I'm not going to walk around on that shit.
But that's you would rough. So you'd wear that on a commercial airline and have your dogs out on
would,
a flight?
Would they be cold?
They'd probably get cold, sure, but like, as long as
be,
your feet are
that's
clean
crazy
and,
bad.
And
I think
well
it should be
kept,
illegal.
I don't understand what the big hubbub is.
Because most people's feet are not clean and smell really bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the two of us. Where there's, look at those little cuties.
Right, yeah, we are... We're high class people here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, there's women on dating sites who will be like, you know, don't talk to me if you wear flip flops.
Huh?
And I'm like, don't talk to me if you're a bitch. A judgmental.
You should purposefully like go on a date with them and wear flip flops.
Oh, true.
He's already lonely enough. Don't set him up.
Yeah,
you know, it'd be a fun bit.
I'm just
or wear shoes and change into flip flops halfway through. See what she says.
Yeah, come out in entirely different shoes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I yeah.
In the middle of winter, it's like the middle of winter in NYC.
Does anybody out
with
there
your
know
Javianas?
Anybody who's
single?
Who's single and in Los Angeles?
Okay, what's
normal?
Your type? What are you're 37?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Actually,
yeah. What, do you not believe it? Because I look so good.
Yeah, I was gonna say
no. I don't know. It 20. Was giving like maybe you're older.
Oh,
because of your response.
That never happens.
But are you exactly 37?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're 36 to be. You're 36.
Mm-hmm. How old are you? 42?
Yeah.
No, I know you're younger. You're what, like 32?
34.
34.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're 33.
Four.
34. Anybody who's
I'm
out
older
there
than Aaron.
who's going to judge, it's coming for you too.
Oh, age?
Age, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's no judgment. We're all the same age once you're like 25.
Yeah, it's right.
Okay, so currently two single bachelors.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your type?
Funny?
Big boobs.
What the fuck?
Sorry, I'm used to having Matt being there.
Yeah.
Is he into huge boobs?
Loves big boobs.
All, if there's big boobs, Matt is on it.
No, he's like, bazingas.
Good God, man. Yeah. Someone intelligent.
Oh.
Gainfully employed, hopefully. Smart. Well, I already said that.
Yeah. You said
fuck.
Some.
What Dude, about like
shit.
Looks? What about looks?
Funny.
Do they have to be attractive?
I mean, yeah, sure. I've got to be attracted to them.
What? Okay, so like
can't be ugly as well.
What's your type?
Stunning.
Yeah. Short, tall.
Stunning.
Normal.
Yeah, tall, normal, tall.
What's your longest relationship?
Like real relationship? Couple years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fake relationship?
Well, like my high school relationship. I don't count that.
You don't think that was real?
Like it was on and off for like, you know, 5 years or something post high school. Yeah.
Was she the one that got away?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
She went on to get married and then divorced.
Oh.
And
tracking her whole life. Yeah.
No, well,
you're like, I'm over it.
She got remarried.
She's living down in Orange County. Yeah. And I see her from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah.
But she doesn't.
But she doesn't notice. She doesn't notice me. Yeah. Yeah. She's still so beautiful.
Wait, where do you see her?
Just outside of work, in her bedroom window. This restaurant
Google
she loves
Maps.
Going to. It's really sweet. She always orders the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Unless she's like feeling bloaty.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. You know, this is what I'll miss most about Mike is he's just so, it's so easy to make
I
him
know.
Laugh.
I feel like a comedian around him sometimes.
God.
Well, you guys are funny.
Well, yeah. Sure. And you have exquisite taste.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you have great taste.
That I find you funny.
That you find me funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we're both just fucking sicko idiot.
Yeah,
worlds.
Yeah, yeah. We'll also go to like, I'll bring Ben to like Jewish singles events with me. Because they're usually absolute nightmares, but yeah. I can always count on Ben to say.
Like humor.
Out. We can't even say it on camera, but he'll say wild things there to make me just to make me laugh.
Can you give us a taste?
Yeah, sure. There was one that actually really backfired. I mean,
they tend to.
Well, because everybody there is so. It's just like I go because I'm like, oh yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Not that I care about meeting a Jewish woman in particular, but it's nice to feel a sense of community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so set the scene. We're a little drunk on kosher wine.
Persians, as far as I can see, just dark haired.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
maggoties.
A haze of perfume and cologne over the whole place.
Billions of dollars.
If you were to melt down all the gold and platinum jewelry, you'd make out like a bandit. Yeah. Mercedes, BMWs parked, peppered the streets, peppering the streets. But there was this, we're standing around talking, and this girl that's, you know, I'm not even interested in, but I'm like, I'll make small talk. I go, is it just me or are there a lot of Jews here? She didn't even.
No.
Wait, what do you mean?
She just like didn't find
didn't
it
even
funny
get it
at
as a
all.
Joke. She and, probably just thought he was like dumbass.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, just. Yeah, yes. And
that
I just thought,
so
right.
Is that
funny?
Such a good bit?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Any normal person would laugh.
That's a good, like, the first thing he ever said to me story of, like, how I met your mother.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, a good icebreaker, too. Like, you're not, like, pushing any boundaries.
No.
It's right on the nose.
Yeah. You're stating a fact that's also, you know, it's a good test for someone's humor. And, yeah,
you should ask. You should be like, ask if they control the weather next time.
Ooh, yeah. So when's your shift?
At the Doppler radar.
At the radar factory, the weather factory.
I think I'm going to fuck around with some hail next week.
What do you think?
Whenever they say, like, Democrats control the weather, like, Jews control the weather, I only think of that Disney movie where they have, like, the snow machine. I don't know if you guys remember it at all, but, like, they want a snow day so bad in California, and they, like, somehow get, like, a snow machine, and it goes crazy, and their dad's on, like, the East Coast for work, and it snows so much, and he can't come home for Christmas, and it's, like, a whole thing. So I just think of that movie, and it's hilarious.
It's not, obviously, it's not Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No, no.
But that movie is so good and so funny.
I don't think I ever saw it.
I always see people watching it on a plane.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
It's really, really funny.
Is it a cartoon?
Yes. Yeah. It's animated, but okay. It is so good and so funny.
Andy Samberg, right?
Andy Samberg's in it. Bill Hader's in it.
Oh.
Mr. T is in it. Have you seen it? Brother, you love it. Cloudy with
a Chance of Meatballs.
It's fantastic. It's so funny.
I recently watched the first Despicable Me.
Wow.
Surprisingly funny.
I don't think
I don't get. I don't understand the Minion hype. They're kind of just like annoying.
It's kind of like the feet thing. It's just funny, like, for the sake.
It's
of
like a bit.
But I don't. I think it's beyond a bit. Like, you see, like, you know, Facebook moms wearing like Minion shirts and like
Minion at Universal's.
Yeah. But the movie
Big Brother is always
watching. Like, pretty well written. Like, really good jokes. Steve Carell, I think, is just like, it's crazy that he's doing that accent. It feels like a little weird, but worth watching.
It's not Chinese. Grew.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of accent is that?
It's like a Russian.
It's like Russian.
Like, yeah. Transylvanian.
Yeah, Transylvanian. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it was a Chinese accent?
No, that's not. I did not hear that.
Literally what I'm picturing. And why
let's
I'm
not,
laughing.
Let's not.
No, it's okay. You can picture it. I have a funny story about the Minions.
Let's hear.
My family went to Universal Studios a few years ago.
Here?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got the Minions ride there. And when we were gonna go on the Minions ride, it was like closed down because a guy who worked at Universal worked on the, I think he worked elsewhere at Universal Studios, but his girlfriend, estranged girlfriend, worked on the Minions ride, and he brought a gun into Universal Studios and killed himself in front of the Minions ride. They closed it down for the day.
He did that in public?
Why is the Minions ride closed? Why is there a helicopter hovering above? And then we got the news and we were like, damn, that kind of put a damper on the day.
Jesus
what
Christ.
What a, like,
such a man.
Yeah.
I'm so dramatic. I'm going to do that. So was he out in public and he did that, like, outside the ride?
Yeah, man.
Holy
it was like
shit.
It was in front of her, poor girl. But it was like,
how did he get it? It was like 2019. Security.
Well, he worked there, so maybe he didn't have. Right?
He probably was like, what's that over there?
Yeah. A Minion.
Yeah. Is that a real Minion?
Yeah. That's crazy. I did not hear about that at all.
Yeah, man.
Is that true?
Pretty long time
people
ago.
People do fucked up things all the time. Yeah. Including and especially at Universal Studios.
Wait. Circling back. Why did you shoot an AK-47?
Oh, I was in Texas and we went to a gun range.
Right.
And I wanted to give it a shot.
Do we like
No, it really hurt. It gave me a bruise on my chest. Yeah. I was going,
it's automatic, so it's like,
yep, fully automatic.
That's scary.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, and it like goes up, so you got to constantly be fighting it and stuff. Yeah,
I would probably blow, like, just fly back.
Yeah, it was powerful, and yeah, then I wanted to leave. It's loud.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah,
it's a little scary.
Guns are scary.
Yeah,
pretty scary.
My boyfriend's little. His dad, he like grew up in Indiana, so like really country, like.
Shooting guns?
Yeah, well, not really, but his friends, he went out with, like, his friend and his friend's dad, and his dad was, like, a hunter and had a gun with him, and he was, like, shoot, I think it was, like, a turtle or something. He was, like, shoot that turtle down there.
Jesus!
And so he, like, did, and then he just started
for
crying.
$1 billion.
Like, he was, like, yeah, for $1 billion.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you $1 billion if you shoot that turtle. If you blow that turtle away.
Would you do that? Would you shoot a turtle for $1 billion?
Probably.
I wouldn't. I literally couldn't.
Is the turtle...
I just close my eyes.
Is it, like, bad? Is it
unethical billionaire.
Is it racist toward other turtles?
No. You could just pretend it
Maybe
is.
Maybe I'll tell myself that.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the turtles in the LA River, San Gabriel River?
No.
There's full-on, like, giant that you would find in Hawaii.
What?
Sea turtles.
What the fuck?
In the LA River?
Not the LA River. It's the one that's just it's just east of the LA River. It's the San Gabriel River. And its terminus is down in Long Beach.
Oh.
And there are full-on dozens of them just chilling there.
And is it a problem or it's just like a cool thing?
It's a problem.
But the water's obviously not like the LA River water.
No, it still is pretty filthy because it's like runoff.
Okay.
But there's such a plentiful food source for them in the form of like algae and stuff. And my buddy Tony went down to check and he got video of it. And they've been there for like decades.
You're like in the shell.
I used to ride my bicycle along that river path and I never stopped to check out the turtles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go kill
them.
Now
you know what you get.
I need this money. Sorry. Oh man. Dang. Are you guys gonna play the Powerball?
Oh,
what's going on with that? I don't know.
It's like $1.3 billion.
It's worth it, right? Because California always wins.
$2,
and it's always someone in California.
How many should you buy?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, one,
yeah,
at least
couple.
One.
Where do you? When is it?
Any gas station?
When are they gonna announce it?
I think tonight.
Actually,
I think it's like Monday and Wednesday or something.
But you got to pay in cash, is the thing.
Yeah, of course. Thank God.
I feel like not everyone
could
knows
use
that.
Quarters, if you want.
Actually, I didn't know that.
No today is Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it's either Monday and Thursday or something like that. But man, I don't even think I would want that.
Yes, you would.
No, your life would be ruined.
I feel
not
like
really.
Matt says that
anonymous?
Too.
Matt does say that.
Or I would give it. I would give 90% of it away.
Don't say
of
that.
Of $1.3 billion.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you would take the lump sum, which would
is
probably
half.
Be like $800 million.
Yeah.
And then you'd pay taxes on it. So after that, it would be like I don't know, $400 to $500 million.
Okay.
So you're at like
that's way too much money.
Okay, but what would you do right off
guilty.
The bat?
Right off the bat, I would hire a lawyer. And
burn the house down with your dog and mom in it.
I'd be like, well,
triple my earnings.
That's what the agreement was. No, I would set up like a trust and you know, make sure that it's impossible for me to fuck it up.
But yeah, okay, but okay, let's be like fun now.
Oh, I would buy. I would buy a house in probably like Malibu.
Okay, gorge. Get good. Insurance, obviously.
Somewhere along the
doesn't
California coast.
Yeah.
I would buy a place in New York City.
What neighborhood?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'd figure it out. I'd find a place up there that I really like. And then
Hamptons.
I'd probably just go on some kind of jaunt around the globe.
Oh.
Sorry, okay. I got a hiccup.
Are you interested in Mount Everest at all?
Fuck no.
Like if someone was like, do you want to hike Mount Everest?
No.
Okay.
Hike?
I don't know. Climb?
No.
Die? Whatever.
What, is there like a silly, dumb, irresponsible thing you would purchase? Like would you buy an airplane?
No.
An airplane?
Honestly, no. The only thing that I would still want to drive my truck. I love my truck. It's a 2003 Toyota Tacoma. I would find and purchase my dad's old 1964 Porsche.
His actual one?
How much do you think it's worth?
It'd probably be 150 to 180 grand.
Okay.
So I'd probably have to pay a premium to the guy because he'd be like, you just won the Powerball, fuckhead. And I would do it. Mm. And I'd probably buy a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or something like that.
Would you get the stars on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can like customize them too, I think, to like a specific day the way the stars were. So
oh,
you can
when
do
you
it
were
to like,
born?
Yeah,
you would
like
obviously do the stars in the way that your high school girlfriend's birth chart was on the day she was born.
Yeah, Melinda's. I remember her birthday.
Too.
And you can tell why. September 10th.
The eve.
It's one before.
That does make sense.
Yeah. Man, what are you guys going to... You know they're trying
What are we going to do to celebrate?
Well, because they're trying to turn 9/11 into a national day of service.
Oh,
what does
I
that
heard
mean?
A radio
what
commercial.
What does that mean?
You know, pick up litter, volunteer at a talk to a homeless person for therapy.
Pam for therapy.
You know.
I think that's
a
nice.
A day of service.
Yeah, something like that.
I was kind of thinking, yeah, that's nice. It's funny that it has to be like a holiday to do that.
They should do like a day of, I shouldn't say this.
Nope, let's hear it.
I don't know. Micro-terrorism.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just what we need, actually.
What would your first act be?
I don't know, like chucking eggs out my car window driving.
Something like kind of harmless but really annoying.
Yeah, my neighborhood has little micro-terrorists.
Really? Where do you live?
Los Feliz.
Okay, gorge.
Just people who pick up dog poop in the bag. Seal the bag.
And then put it back down?
And then leave the bag.
Oh, that's annoying.
That's a crazy thing.
I think because people are like, oh, the bags will biodegrade.
Yeah, it'll take fucking...
It's stupid.
3 trillion years.
Yeah, losers.
By the way, listen. Growing up, they told us that, styrofoam and plastic and all this landfill takes hundreds of years to biodegrade. And now as an adult, I'm like, yeah, but it degrades eventually. So what if it's just, what, it's just taking up space? As long as it's not poisoning a turtle.
Yeah.
I think it probably is,
I think
though,
it's longer
so much
than
of it.
Hundreds of years. Oh. And
there's just so much of it.
And it is disrupting
the ecosystem.
I think so. Oh. And I think also when you throw it away and it gets like put into a landfill,
yeah,
it's never going to biodegrade because it needs the air and the whatever
to like...
It's like
baby diapers.
Oh, are those bad for the environment?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat those.
Yeah. They're bad for your tummy, too.
Yeah, it'll upset your tummy. You know you're not supposed to give babies water?
Yeah.
Yes. Newborn babies?
Until they're like
water?
Older than 6 months.
Do they tell you that shit?
I don't know.
Hospital?
We talked about this on this podcast, actually, and we were all just like, what the fuck?
I feel like it's like in probably books that you read before you're going to become a parent. But
what
imagine
if I don't
if you
read
had,
a book?
Yeah,
I
like know. If you had like a secret pregnancy and then all of a sudden you're just a parent.
Or like what they do back in the day when they didn't read books before.
They probably gave them
oh,
water.
By the way, sweetheart, don't give that baby no water.
I'd really? Be like, haha.
Wait, so what happens if you do give a baby water?
I don't know.
It's just not good for... Should we find out?
I don't really think...
I think it probably... It's too much for their precious little system.
Yeah, you gotta... It's just they gotta get
That's
the
so
milk.
Crazy, because you just think that like... Water is the most essential thing you could have.
I think it's because like not all water is like pure. Mm. That's like I think when you're making bottles and stuff, you have to like boil the water first or whatever.
Distilled.
What happens
here's
if
a thought.
You
Here's
give?
A thought. Let's say you have a baby.
Okay.
Right? And
scary.
You get the birth certificate, you get all that stuff. And but let's just say I'll just cut to the chase. What if you got a baby, you had a baby,
okay.
And then you killed it, or it died.
On accident.
Sure. Or you're pissed at it and you shake it.
Okay.
Because it just won't stop fucking crying. And you just can't figure out what else to do. This didn't happen to me, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's totally getting that.
Asking a theoretical that what I'm, because truly, I am curious. What if you had a baby and it died, and you just never told anybody? Who would find out?
Okay,
like,
so
assuming that your family doesn't even know that, assuming you're just a person out
no, this
in
is an interesting
well,
question.
Social Bakersfield. Security now? Like,
well,
eventually
yeah, would,
they
would...
Any,
does anybody from the hospital call up and go, hey, you know, it's been a year. How's that baby doing?
Well, no. I think that, like, when it's born, like, you're actively going to the pediatrician and stuff to, like, get checked.
But even assuming, like, what is the pediatrician...
Well, you could tell, oh, we're removing.
I think it comes in during...
Because it doesn't have a job to
school.
Show up to.
Yeah. School. True. When, like, when whatever the first...
school.
No, but they'll... No, you could, I guess.
What
fake
is the
a
government going to go? Hey, it's like been 4 years.
Yeah,
your
when
baby should be in school. What's going
when
on?
When I
that
was
baby?
Growing up, I went to a private school, but in the town, you're supposed to register for the public school. And if you're not registering for the public school, you have to tell them what school you're going to. One year, my mom like forgot, and then I think like CPS came to the house, was like, "Why is your kid not enrolled in the public
child
school?"
Child porn services?
No, oh child God. Protective
child
services. Protect
the other one. Yeah. The good one.
Yeah, the, good. Yeah, the better one. Yeah.
The other one is a service provider.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, you have to, like, we're checking and we realize that your kid is not signed up for school. Like, what the fuck is going on? Huh. So they have people that check in on that. Maybe if you're in...
That seems kind of invasive.
I mean, they're...
Again, assuming, like, just an unincorporated city or something.
Just throw it in the blender.
Ew, dude. Got a perfectly good blender.
What's your preferred way of killing a baby?
Oh, jeez.
Burning at
you
billion
you're
dollar
the one
burning
who said
house.
Yeah,
shake
billion,
it.
Billion dollar burning down house method. Just give it a lot of water.
It died in a house fire.
Oh, so Jesus. Then you collect the insurance fraud too.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
We're going down a dark path here, folks.
All right, so should we have we been in an hour?
Oh, a little
close.
Less.
Yeah. No, do you guys want to see my look at this?
Oh,
yeah,
wow,
this
that's crazy.
Do you have any baby names?
Do you want kids?
Oh yeah.
Adolf.
Adolf Bad Sex.
But with a PH.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little
better. That's kind of cool. Chic. It's like Fat Farms.
Yeah. Brand him to like the 90s.
Yeah. Like a dollar sign in his name. Yeah. Instead of an S.
Baby name.
Do you want kids though? When you.
Yeah.
When you find someone.
I have too much love to give.
Oh.
Too much energy, you know.
After
I want
just
someone
about
to play,
killing a baby.
I want someone to play catch with. I want someone to be a captive audience for all my stories and
I mean,
factoids.
You got a guy right here.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
adopt
you
adopt him.
Me, but
you're
I
also
can't.
In a coastal town. Spend $30-$40 on a homeless person. I just said that because of what the guy said. So yeah. I'm in a coastal town.
I should go to Venice and find some poor schlub to listen to me.
Yeah.
Maybe could you imagine if you did that and they're like, bro, this is terror, this is bad.
Or what if they gave me really good advice?
I'm right. Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Or kill two birds and like play horse with them.
Right, while you're doing therapy. Yeah. The classic male. Having a ball and chatting.
Yeah, God, I love playing catch.
Do you?
I'll play catch with you.
Yeah, but are you any good?
I'm very good. I'm a back-to-back softball state champion.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, wow. Mm-hmm. What position did you play?
First base. Yep.
Damn, girl.
I got my mitt here.
I play in... You keep your mitt here?
I have it in, like, our sports bin in the shed.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, here in the studio.
It's hanging on the wall. That's
I'm, cool. like, that attached to it.
It's in our bag.
Yeah, it's in my purse. Don't leave the house without my mitt.
I am very nervous about naming a
Don't
child.
Don't talk to me until I've held my baseball mitt. Sorry.
Sleep with it on my pillow.
Drink your Starbucks with it?
Yeah.
What are you nervous about?
Yeah, what?
Naming a kid.
Like fucking it up?
Well, yeah, are you?
A name, there's a lot in a name, and I can be very indecisive about big things like that. It took me a month to name my dog.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then you just added a
U. I like when dogs have human names like that.
They have to.
It's so funny. My
cats
best friend.
Cats get the other kind of name.
Yeah, like Fluffy or whatever.
Oh, mine my cat's Frank. Name is Frank.
That works too. Yeah. They're versatile.
Like my best friend, she named her poodle Brad, which I just think is so funny.
That is funny, but that also kind of pisses me off.
No, it's funny.
That's not a dog name though.
Brad for a
Doug.
Poodle is crazy.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Like, it's so
Doug
funny.
For my dog, fits
it fits
him.
It does. Your dog kind of gives like cartoon.
Yeah,
like he looks like a little cartoon.
He's a big dum dum.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so great. Ugh.
So too much pressure for an actual child. What's your middle name?
Joseph.
Classic.
Would not name my middle.
Yeah, I wouldn't name your middle kid Joseph either.
My dog does this psycho thing where he will lift his leg to pee, but then start pooping, and it'll start going down his butt. And I'm like, dude, just fucking. Ugh. And he throws up sometimes, but I clean it up with such love. I'm like, oh, buddy,
yeah.
Your tummy hurts, and I was cleaning it up the other day, and I thought I'm gonna be a decent bare minimum father.
You
I'm
play,
be able to clean
that's
this up.
So,
play
that's
catch
so
with Doug. He doesn't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, fetch. No, he does, but then he doesn't give it back. He'll get it, and then I gotta like pull it.
That's
out
like
of
my
mouth.
Dog too.
You could adopt a child right now if you want.
Isn't that scary?
Mm-hmm. You could be. You know what? The age to adopt is 18 years old.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
If you're 18, you could adopt a 2-year-old?
Yes, because Millie Bobby Brown adopted a baby.
Millie Bobby B?
Yeah, Millie Bobs. And I was like, she's a child. She's 21. But so then I was curious about how old you had to be to adopt. And it's 18. Like, you can't rent a car until you're 25.
That's
you can't drink alcohol until you're 21.
Of course.
The saddest thing I've ever seen, this is not going to be funny, but if there's like websites where these kids are like, putting profiles to like try and get adopted, and it's like what does family mean to you, like what do you hope for, and if I won the lottery I would just
adopt every single one,
just fund these orphanages, like get these fucking kids,
I would
like,
get them good photos so that they you know their sexiest photos. You know, there's this one big Anatolian shepherd that's been available in Burbank for like 4 years.
Oh my god,
it's like a 160 pound dog.
Oh,
and I'm like, god, I want a fucking,
what even is that?
It's a big old, it just looks
Antonian?
Like a super Anatolian.
That's the kind of dog I want, a big
Anatolian
ass
shepherd.
Anatolian.
They're big old guard dogs. They're huge.
Are they
holy
guys?
Shit,
are they kind of scary?
Yeah, they're scary.
It's like
looking.
Beethoven adjacent.
That's what I want.
They're massive.
I donate
like that.
Stuff to that shelter a lot.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, the Burbank one.
You might have gotten some to this sweet girl.
You could be sleeping on my Brooklinen sheets.
Brooklinen? Is that a sponsor of the show?
No, I wish.
Lola Blankets is, though.
Lolo Blankets?
Lola
Blankets. What are they?
Oh, they're
just
so
like the softest
nice.
Things ever.
Are they weighted blankets?
They have some.
Ooh.
They have weighted blankets.
A weighted blanket.
Oh, yeah. It's...
You just need a girl to lay on top of you.
Yeah, I know.
Sydney Sweeney's big old tatas.
Yeah. Nah, get those out of here, I would say. Get them out of here.
Yeah, I'm so sure. Get them out of here.
Those belong to Scooter.
She wouldn't stop talking about her jeans or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I just can't imagine having a conversation with her.
She'd be like, yeah.
She's probably fine. She's probably normal. Everybody's fine and normal. She comes from a working class, or does she?
I don't know. I think her like family's like very Republican.
I think most actors are not fine and normal.
Yeah.
Musicians, comedians, creatives in general, I feel like are always just the weirdest.
Yeah.
Huh.
This is true.
Because I don't know. I feel like you have, like, I don't know that I would ever, well, you could, you have experience with this. I don't know that I would ever date an actress.
You've dated an actress? I've dated
an actress, yeah.
Not Sydney Sweeney.
Not Sydney Sweeney. No,
A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list.
Oh, they made me do that.
Yeah.
Give her that.
Come on.
She's going to be on a, she's going to be on a new show. She's a great actress.
Okay.
Oh,
she's
cool.
Going to be on a show.
What did you do? Why aren't you guys together?
What did you do?
What did you do?
Just assuming he's the guy.
I tried burning down her house.
For $9. A Billy.
Yeah. No, for free.
Oh.
No. You know, we had our differences.
Yeah.
But, we're really good buds now.
Oh,
and
okay,
she lives
good.
In New York. But she's going to be on this new Peacock show in next year. Some point with Kiki Palmer
called CPS
called The Burbs.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, and she's one of the main characters. Her name is Erica, so watch out
sick.
For her.
I'll have to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be good. But yeah, she was totally fine and normal and a good person.
How long were you together?
2 years.
Wow.
Whoa, was that the one? I don't know if that was the one.
Whoa.
It might have been.
Was that your most recent?
No. My most recent was another. But yeah.
I just heard all about all this, and I have so many opinions that I've already shared, but we can keep it together.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, it's fine.
Do we hate?
No.
No, no hate. Just, no. You know.
She just found out he was obsessed with his high school sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard about Melinda yet, so that's a
that's
she's
my
great.
Mom's
she's
name.
A real sweetheart. And it was, I hadn't spoken to her in a long time.
We're circling back to Mel.
Yeah, great person. They're all good people.
Yeah.
And they're all very beautiful.
I'm so sure. Big, beautiful
women. How beautiful.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, but dating an actor is fine. It's just, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs with the auditions and hope then they don't get it and they get it, but then, you know, their lines are cut down to less than what they thought they were going
to
be in.
But aren't you also concerned that they have this skill to pretend to be something that they're not, that they would use that on you?
I never experienced or had that thought.
And not her, because fine, but it would be like I'm going to date a CIA agent who like is trained in the art of deception and spying and just like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it would be a good...
Yeah, I thought about getting into politics at one point.
Oh, yeah, you were going to run,
if I smoke pot.
Wait,
enough.
Really?
I'd vote for you.
Thanks.
We need, like, young, hot people in office.
Yeah, Ben.
I'll let you know when I find one.
What were you going to run for?
You were going to run for something, right?
City council.
I was going to make a running joke. I was going to run for the 100-meter dash. Fucking kill me.
You're going to do the Taco
I don't know.
Bell?
I was like, I smoked a lot of pot, and I was just like... thinking about stuff like a year ago, and I'm like, I could do it, man. I could do it. I'll start with small city council, and then I'll work my way to mayor, and then I'll just do straight to governor or senate.
Yeah.
And then from there, cruise right into
you're
the
a senator, and they pull up a clip where it's like, so if you had a baby, you killed it.
At that point,
micro-terrorism.
I would just own anything and everything that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you have
sorry
to do.
I'm funny.
All the clips of me talking about pee pee poo poo and stuff. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. About
I genuinely think that would make people like you. Because they're like, oh, he's like a relatable, silly, goofy.
Yeah. I'd moon people from the from the Oval Office.
That's fun.
God, that'd be so fucking
that's pretty
fun.
Ugh.
Just do it.
Pranks
fuck it.
On the pranks on the on the
you
on
should
the
make
press.
The president
on
do
the
like
secrets, fake an assassination
scavenger hunts for the president.
Ooh, just for me?
Yeah,
no, like, make it for Trump.
Scavenger hunts
he'll be
for
dead
Trump.
By
I don't
then.
Know.
But yeah, I hope he'll be dead by then.
Yeah,
anyway. Yeah. People are. I think it was like maybe a Simpsons episode or something, but they were saying that like this new Simpsons episode or whatever said that he was going to die on September 11th, and then everyone was like,
come on.
I think my head would explode.
I know, right?
If he died on 9/11?
Yeah, because I already...
Like, it's not your day.
No,
I'm a big 9/11 head.
Oh, he would do that narcissist.
I know.
God, that would be incredible.
Because then it's like, do we celebrate, but it's a sad day?
Yeah, I would celebrate, dude.
I know,
it's
but
it's... been long enough.
Yeah.
9/11 could. 9/11 too long. Put it to you this way: 9/11 is now old enough to adopt a child.
That's very true.
Is 9/11 old enough to drink a beer?
So
yes,
100%.
Can you not do math?
No, I really can't.
2001.
I was thinking 2011 for some reason.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
2011.
9/11
fucks with my head. Is it? It just, the numerology of it just works. Can you imagine if it happened on the 12th?
9/12.
I think it would sound right though. At this point.
9/11.
9/12.
Yeah.
9/11 is like.
Or COVID-19. If it would happen in
COVID-20.
Like, yeah, COVID-20.
Yeah, that's a little, it doesn't roll off
doesn't
the tongue.
Doesn't work.
COVID 2022.
We also used to call it coronavirus.
Oh, no, brother. I was familiar name. With it when it was called Wuhan virus.
Yeah. Make a great politician.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I still think, have you seen the Bo Burnham thing where in like 2015 where he's just like, it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
It's crazy. It's Donald Trump.
Yes.
Like, and that's all he says. And you think, it's like, this dude was just some fucking guy on The Apprentice. That everybody
well, before
hated.
That, he was just a
scumbag, like
a
yeah.
sort of quasi socialite, wannabe socialite, yeah,
and reviled. Like everybody fucking hated
everybody.
Him in New York.
His name was associated with cheap gold, like flakes,
yeah,
the veneers.
But somehow, dude, it's like he's the president for fucking 8 years.
Kind of iconic if you think about
it. I mean, yeah, it's insane.
Like
it really
for him.
Makes me believe that anybody can be president. That's what it does.
And I think part of my fun campaigning would utilize my last name for plenty of puns. Like join the convoy.
Yeah.
Oh. The Klon Clan.
Congregation.
Oh,
Klon
yeah.
Clan.
Condoms.
Condoms. Oh, great. Give them out to the city.
Yeah.
Instead especially, of bumper stickers, it's condoms.
Especially among the Native American population. So to,
but then they,
to dissuade them from procreating. Is a joke.
Your biggest
I hate
campaigning
all
sites are Monument Valley.
What's that?
Never mind.
Your opponent calls you con man.
Con man, yeah.
Oh. He's actually a con man.
That's the New York Post article.
Yeah.
That's what Trump would tweet about you in all caps.
Con man.
Ben con or con man, ? Yeah, well, Taylor Lorenz special.
I'd go, thank you for calling me a man because I still feel like a boy.
He would call you a globalist. That would be their...
Yeah, I've traveled around.
No, you know when they say globalist?
Yeah, no, I know. That's how I would dodge these things is just be
I
stupid.
I will just say...
Stupid idiot.
I'm sure our podcast wasn't the first one that you've admitted to lying to the IRS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That might become an issue.
Yeah, you know what I did? Right. I overpaid, and that was a lie. I shouldn't have paid that much.
Or you could have been like, yeah, I didn't fucking pay my taxes.
I was like, you know,
like
they're doing
y'all.
A great job. Here's an extra $20. Some walking around money.
You tipped them.
Get a coffee.
You overpaid by $20?
Yeah, something like that.
They turn the iPad around on you.
Yeah.
Well,
Wow.
I always tip that shit.
Me too.
Yeah, you must.
That is crazy to think about, like, if we have more elections, but, like, if someone runs for president in, like, 30 years, like, they're going to have to worry about their social media.
No, I don't think they will, though.
Really?
I don't think it's going to matter. Everyone who's voting is going to be like, I get it. We all get it.
Yeah.
But it's so easy to, like, drag stuff up and be like, see? That.
But nobody's going
to
care.
They'll also be able to just claim anything is just fake.
AI. Yeah, that's true.
I think people are getting exhausted by it. Like did you see this tweet from 2014 where you implied that, like, whatever? It's just like...
That's
nobody.
What I would do. I would just go, yeah, I tweeted it. What do you want?
Yeah.
What
do you want? Do you want me to say it again? I'll say it again.
Yeah. Do you literally want me to take a gun to Universal and kill myself in front of a minion?
And I'll just go, you know what? I'm sick of this shit. And I pull out my finger gun and I go.
That's great. I feel like Trump said like crazier things than that.
He gets a pass.
Kind of insane.
Yeah, the slate will be wiped clean. Like you have to be really fucking evil to be worse than him. So anything better is going
to
be fine.
I feel like you also have to be really fucking evil to be a perfect do-gooder who's never
right. Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I've never tweeted a slur.
Okay,
that's not true.
Said a slur to a minor.
To a minor? Is
that what the hell?
I don't know why I keep going down that road.
At Santa.
Oh God,
guys, I gotta pee.
Okay, all right.
I need
to go
to lunch. Fucking plane.
You can eat lunch.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten either.
I'm going to It's called Dodo.
Dodo.
Yeah.
What do they serve there? Bird?
Dodo bird.
They serve bird?
One can only hope. Mm. No, I don't know. Looks like he had a good burger.
Just a big flamingo.
Thanks for watching another episode of Get Influences. You let us know if Ben would be a decent replacement for Matt, even though
I'm
the one.
Are you looking to take on a third?
For Matt?
Am I what?
Looking to take on a third.
I don't know.
Okay, so Mike will be gone. He's going to replace Matt, and that's going to be our podcast.
Yeah, I could put on I could just pretend to be Mike every week.
Oh, let's hear that.
Guys. Trump is really bad. Oh, man. You guys, Shabbat last week was crazy.
I'm rinsed.
Oh, God.
I lit the candles and...
Okay. All right. That's the end of this podcast, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Mike's like, fuck y'all. I'm never coming back.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.